killed my cat with a fucking spade. We are at the scene of the crime. Mr. What did you see?
Nothing, not me.
You absolute bastard. Mr. What did you see of the crime? What? Explain to me what you saw, please.
I was raping my dog, right, from the common. And this great big black fat hairy man came along and sharpened his great big long tool into this cow. The bad thing about it was the fucking cow exploded.
The cow exploded, you say?
Yes, the cow exploded.
Thank you very much, Mr. for your comment. This is when reporting for News at 6. We're watching The Brides of Christ, probably never ever to be seen again in the year 2056. Janice is writing away on her pad.
Did we miss you, Ronnie?
No. Sean's sitting cross-legged.
And Darren looks like an oversized leprechaun, all dressed in green and ready to go. Meanwhile, I am reporting this excellent news to you guys who are listening out there. From the National Library Association. Hello, hello.
What does that word mean in the year 25, 20,000? Oh, I've got to find my mark.
Blick, blick,
masturbate. Explain masturbate.
By the way, I'd like you to ring us back up in the past and ask her, tell us if there's a war and how often you have sex in them days.
We do it seven times a week in the year 1992.
Excluding bank holiday Mondays.
82 weeks a year.
Excluding bank holiday Mondays.
And Christmas Day.
Excluding bank holiday Mondays and Christmas Day.
Thank
you very much for listening.
This is,
I should work for the BBC,
as a news reporter.
That's a burp. You may not experience that from where you come from.
Yes, by the time the year 2056 comes, burps may be anonymous. Bleak.
Motherfucker.
Well, I'll come with you. That's no trouble.
Who wants that one? Then I'll go get a little one to go on there.
Next time I see him, I'll probably see him tomorrow. I always usually see him when we're out of town. So I'll set a range of time.
Yeah.
Unless he still wants it, I suppose he does.
Oh, it's flag. Did anyone say anything about me driving that van yesterday?
Yeah. All Joanne said was, did you catch up with Wayne, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Ray preparing it.
It does add a bit more cleanliness to it, Wayne. Mind you, the rice is heavy, so...
Well, you eat it the way you want to do it.
No,
I'll eat it the way
I
have to eat it.
Oh yeah.
Nice and rich.
Oh yeah.
No, I've got the mini ones, so I can play some records, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's called a MIDI.
Yeah.
I know what it's called, but I would like it.
Da.
Let's get Stan for it.
Fix that. How are you going to put my fence up for me?
Where's it got to be?
Well...
Is this an employed basis here?
In what way, employed basis? Because I can't...
Will I be employed to put this fence up for you?
I haven't got any money, if that's what you're after.
That's what employment means.
Well, I've got no money, Wayne. Don't forget, I'm still on sick pay until next week, and I get me 4 weeks' money.
Most true.
Well, I've helped you as much as I possibly can in the past few weeks, to the best of my ability.
If you don't get a job...
I will get a job.
For the time being, and you want me to take some money off your bill, you can get rid of some of that rubbish and that fucking shit in the back of that van.
Don't
you want her? No, Mum's giving you a fed. What's she say?
There. I want them sheds cleared out because I want to try and get that garden sorted out for the summer.
There's piss on jobs in there.
I know. Well, where the path is, the only problem is where the edge finishes at the other end, at the bottom end, right? There's going to be a gap there, and I want to close that gap off somehow.
Where?
At the where the edge is, right?
Yeah.
Between there
and the gate.
Look.
Where's the gate supposed to be?
Hang on, let me find a bit of bloody paper. It's in my bloody arse.
You have to dig a couple of holes and you have to concrete the fucker in.
No.
You won't just sit there.
Right, that's the path, right? This is where the edge finishes. Yeah? This is the front edge. Yes?
Yeah.
This is the path coming up to the house and you've got it going like that. Between there and there is a gap. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
I don't know what the fuck you're on about. It's upside down. Where's the house?
There's the house. Right?
Yeah.
That's the window. That's the path.
Yeah.
And that's the path going through the alleyway.
Yeah.
And this is the path coming onto the main path.
Well, right, yeah,
but... Right, this is the edge.
Yeah.
And it stops that there. Between there and that path is a gap.
That's right, just do it straight down.
Right? Yeah, but that means there's going to be ground on this side. What I want to do is come as close as I can to this path. Don't worry about this.
Got a gate there.
Well, I might just block it off, get another piece of wood, put it in there, and just nail that fucking lot up and block it off completely. Otherwise, if Nicholas is playing in the garden, he'll be out of there and out like a shot. So you're going to get one post there, say one in the middle, and one at the end.
Stop them fucking cats coming and shitting in the garden, man.
And we've got the gate out there, and repair that. Put it up somehow. Well, it's only a temporary job until I can get some sort.
Well, if he gets rid of some of that rubbish, it's beginning to smell.
You talk to him about that. You can make arrangements for him and sort something out between.
There's loads of shit out there. Actually, nearly all of it's got to go, really. There's two gas fires out there.
If we
you
can
might be able to bloody flog them to somebody, Wayne.
Ah.
Get cut them off.
I wasn't going to flog my necklace, though. I was so fucking skinned.
You flog it?
No. Mm.
Humphrey might buy a fire off you, dear. Yeah. Well, you don't need to put concrete in it, because if you can...
You have to put concrete in the concrete, you have to cement it in.
Well, it's only a fucking temporary job, isn't it? You want a sledgehammer, don't you?
Oh, yeah. While I think of it... While I think of it... You owe Maggot £31.95. I've paid
£30
for you up to now.
You might as well say
£32. Talking to Maggot, when you see her tomorrow, say, Wayne said he's not going to give you any more money until he gets his videos back. Because she's got two of my videos, my Razor video and my In Excess.
Well, I'll just ask if you videoed first.
Just say, Wayne said, can you have his videos? And if you don't cop them up within a week, say he ain't got any more money until he gets his videos back.
Well, I asked her how much you owed, and she said £31.95.
Say £32, dear.
No, right.
It was only a couple of bloody pennies short.
Wayne wanted to know what are you.
£30. What if you fucking knew me?
Well, it was 60.
See, really, all you need to do is put it. You got two posts. How high do you want to go with the post? About that high? It's about what, 4? That's all you've got to go. So the poles are going to be cut down to 5 foot. 2 5-foots. 4 5-foots.
First thing you do is level that fucking ground off.
Well, the spade, right. Martin's got the spade.
Yeah.
You, that spade's crap. Fucking bows.
What else was I going to say? Oh, do you want to stay in the social club?
Well, I did say that, yeah.
Well, what for?
No. Well, if there's any trips, I can get them cheaper, can't I?
You get them cheaper anyway. So that'd be in the social. Yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. I'll fucking see to that. seeing as they couldn't even send me a fucking get well card.
It's only 15p a week, huh? It's not exactly expensive. Oh, it all adds up. I was sitting there today, adding up your things.
Right, now you can discuss with Bane about the shed.
Don't worry about fucking shed for now.
As I said, I was sitting there adding it up. £1 for this, and £1 for that, and a meal, and a fiver for Maggot. A £20 short one for you.
Was cutting us a bit short.
All right.
No, we're not having a go at you, Wayne. We're just talking to you.
So I was just adding it up.
You know, it's a hell of a blowing back at when you're short.
Especially rent week.
I'm bored. I'm surprised that van got railing on in the back.
Will it take us to Grandad's?
No.
Let me ask him, he's driving us down.
It would, but it'd take fucking ages. It would be very uncomfortable for him if we're sitting in the back.
It would be me. Because I can stretch my legs out.
It would be very uncomfortable.
What's in the back there at the moment?
A couple of cushions.
It's very low to the floor as well.
Is it?
There's a lot of holes in that floor, and we fell through again.
Yeah? Can you get through in the front?
No way, Jose.
No way.
He's squashing me a lot in front, I keep hitting his leg and I'll fucking change gear.
Yeah? Bless you. Now, you see, now, straight away, I've asked him a simple question. He's given me a straightforward answer. And we've said bless you three times.
Best to wait till you get a car.
And that's now, that's eliminated, you see?
That's the point. When are we going to get this fucking car off the job?
When I get 180 quid. As I said, I've just gone back.
I heard a drop.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Bless you. Stupid mummy. Shut up.
Sean the giant.
No, let him ring you.
Let him ring you, Wayne.
I can't
afford
it anymore.
Even 10p a time, it's doing
it
up.
I'm going to move it back over here.
Yeah. Bless you.
It's Wayne. How dare you? Hello. I'm sorry to trouble you, there's an ostrich on your phone line.
You'll be on our bloody phone line, don't move your arm. That's you!
Hey? Oh wow. That's amazing. You come out, Ellen. Yeah? I've got the sooty wagon again. Yeah. So, 4-7. Right. Yeah, alright, you're right.
He's right next door to Reggie's flats when he goes down and pick him up.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
You could do that for me.
Ask if she can scrub my ears out.
What was you going to say, dear?
What was you going to say, dear?
Not me,
it's not me. Chris Felling.
Yeah, alright, it's family. Family.
Bolter, a puppy, dog.
He had to go to Wales, son went to Wales to pick it up yesterday. Mm. Something to do with Joanne's family or something she was all about.
I don't know about that.
It's one of them little square Welsh terriers. Welsh terrier. He brought it in this morning.
That'd be recording.
Yeah.
Oh, I said nothing.
You seem fucking hear you.
Doesn't matter. She said you can swear whatever.
I'm sneezing more than anything.
What's this all about then, really? Speaking, just normal conversation.
Yeah, just that's what we take the conversation.
Yeah, but if you're
there might be something private, Wayne.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter to us.
It does me.
Well, I would have known if you said anything private, and I'd wipe it off.
No, it's something you've got to be very careful of, because that can also be discriminating in a court.
She said to me...
We might say something privately here, not knowing that switched on, and it might be about somebody else, and that person might know that person. I've got
doubt
the evidence. You'd never know. work, using it at work, by all means, yeah.
Well, she said to ask people.
I'd love to do it at work.
Tell them that you're recording this, it's common courtesy, so it was, but I didn't think you'd mind because it's interesting.
We might have done, haven't we?
Garden shed and things like that, yeah, it's really exciting, that, isn't it?
What time are you going out?
Quarter to six.
20 to 6?
Quarter to 7.
As I said, you could take that down Reggie's in.
I haven't got petrol, Mum.
Well, you're going down there.
We've got to drive down there and back up here. Then I've got to go over Darren's, then I've got to drive back home again, and it go blah.
How are you going to do that then?
Well, I could drive to Sean's and go to Darren's, and then leave the van there, and then pick drive us back home again. But I'll have enough to go backwards and forwards all the bloody time. There's nearly on Zippo.
Well, there's no Reggie's on the way.
Yeah, that means coming back over here, doesn't it? I'm not driving around with a fucking iFi in the back.
Going out.
DuPont's got to come anyway. I've not done enough. I've got enough money to bloody pay him. It's a bad week.
Yeah.
A real bad week.
Oh, we're nutting all these days.
I'll pay him. I won't be able to pay probably bloke for mine, right?
See what I mean?
What?
When you say things like that.
Well, there you go.
That's personal in this family.
It says it's anonymous, they just log it on computer and it's just to show people in the future what we spoke like in the 90s. We speak like motherfuckers.
I know.
You say that into Tom.
I know what we do, mother.
Oh, I says to him, don't shout in my bloody ear hole. Oh, does he shout?
We'll do the apples and pears at number 10.
Am I going to pay a probably bloke tomorrow, darling?
To the jockstrap.
That's 10 grand.
Man. I didn't even play Chris today because I didn't have enough money.
Don't look at me, I can't give you no more bloody loot.
That's 40 million.
Ha ha ha. He wants £54.50.
I can't even have a bet on Saturday.
Oh, what sheer catastrophe that is.
It fucking is. I like backing your ponies.
I was sky kicked today.
I
sat here with Marcus and I said, wait, I've got a flash. He said, I've got a flash of something.
Dirty
I said, it's either king or knight something. Knights or kings something. It's one race. I just watch. I put the teletext on. Went for all the races and there was one there. King's Fountain, first. It only just come in first and I switched it on. I went, wow.
King's Fountain?
Yeah.
I don't think it won.
It did.
It did.
I'll show you. Don't piss me off, mate.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll just tell you.
Sorry, have
you? I'll just tell you.
How the law are doing the old match, my
363.
That's what I'm on. There it is. Look, King's Fountain, 4-6.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Have you got a pound coin up the bar off you, dear?
I owe you a pound, dear. I cannot give it to you, dear, because I've still got exactly a £10 note, dear, and I'm waiting for the full baby, dear. As soon as she arrives, dear,
I put one in here last night.
Your pound, dear.
That has just dropped. Give me that go.
Now, quick, give it a good fucking shaking.
No. It's 30 now, isn't
it? We're back to the money. Any more money that we come back this time, we take it away and we'll scrap it.
Yes, you know why, don't you? Because that side bit's down the back. You probably think you've been fucking fiddling with it.
You can't.
If he accuses me of fiddling the telly, I'll punch his fucking
head. He won't accuse you. All
he has to say to him is, Dad's back at work, he's not been using
the
telly.
That.
And that's it.
All I have to do is say, kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Him as well.
All that crap Brinley dinner time. Oh, she's gone to look at a metro. I told her, she sees one she likes, get it.
Don't keep telling me, I don't want to fucking know.
Tom come in and he said he see Angie, right? Up the way all road.
Well,
tell him. Wayne!
No, I'm not interested.
Fucking thing is a big fucking tart. As far as I'm concerned. Now, young man, are you coming to discover this with young Sam?
Get the fuck out of here! How's he going to get 6 quid for the ticket?
Exactly.
For a start.
Well, Sam might say, exactly, I'll pay for it.
Well, I'm going to epoxy fucking disco anyway, it's crap.
You always say you like discos.
Yeah, not with a bunch of old fucking faggots running around.
There won't be old faggots, there's new faggots.
Get him a walking stick and you drive
down. No, they won't. In that case, he'd hold a fucking dinner and dance. He wouldn't hold a disco.
It'd be full of old faggots and dickheads.
Not for my red office, they would. There's something lying on there.
Sounds to it. I
think I'd say big fat girls.
There's Tom though, he's with us. Hooray!
Fucking bastard.
How old are you?
I shall be 49 this July.
I told him when he was 47.
Alright, thank you very much.
She said, how old is your type of father?
Is he a child in another
club? 48, I mean, 48, 47.
Makes a couple of weeks.
Behave.
Please. Please.
I've got to go to the living room anyway. I steal one of your cigarettes. Notice the word cigarettes instead of fags. Oh, I don't know. I think I'll go and sell my body. Might make a couple of quid and leg it to Afghanistan.
If you say yes to my first question, I'll answer you. Can I have £10,000?
No.
That's right, I'm all right then.
There's Nigel. Hey! Hey, Nigel! Hey! It's like the race of a larder today, Martin. Got 75 out of this on the motorway. Was it fresh in the box, Abbott? Let's all be very good citizens.
He killed everyone,
yeah? Fucking stupid cunt. Fucking stupid bastard.
Leery bastard.
Leery bastard. There you go. Don't get struck out.
Nice
B.O.
Drop it down tomorrow, right?
1 o'clock.
No, you're picking up tomorrow, 5 to 1.
Yeah.
That's
our Brighthouse.
Excelsior.
Bye, Martin. I ain't been enjoying this tonight. It's got no fucking petrol in it. What a cunt. Stressed out. Mooch, you got any more money left? Fucking slap another 5 on the bitch. No, it's
Stop. There.
Come on, you load of shit, get out of the fucking way. He's fucking after me, look.
Grabby!
Do you want me to take you home?
Please.
Look at me, please, just say yes.
Let's go!
No!
I love it when a plan doesn't work. How's I am? How's I am? Nobody knows how sly I am. Look how too much we form it. Get off the milking!
Fucking hell, mate, where are you going, you prick? Your fucking arm's off in a minute.
Hey!
I'm in a good mood today.
Oh,
it's Virgil.
No.
I'm not quite sure.
Virgil! Virgil! What are you doing driving the vehicle? I didn't know you could drive.
You haven't seen me drive, motherfucker. Get him in here and fucking shit him up. Nice white one. Do you use a purse still?
Get off and milk it.
Hey, go on, pop in for a pint, won't you, point nine?
Go on, pop in for a pint, wife won't mind.
Hooray! Hey, what a stupid boy, go ahead.
Rami! Rami as well.
Oh, look at him, he's fucking hard. He walks the hard then. Shit, has to learn all the fucking hitting. I can't slow down fast enough. Take him on the outside. Dang, dang, dang.
Take him on the outside.
Squeeze him between a lot of them, look. This lane is faster than your lane. No, my lane is faster than yours, Leggett. What the fuck's going on?
You.
Q, Barney McGrew. Leggett, run, Leggett. Oh no, a shortcut. It's a long shot, but it might just work.
Don't go over the roundabout way.
No, I was going to go through Crink to the fucking tunnel at Cricket's Way.
Oh, bad,
so, let's go through there. It's going to slip in there of trees, you will. Drive through the tunnel up the path and out the other side. Hooray!
Legal.
Who gives a shit? Hooray! And what other way can we get to King Arthur somewhere? Let's fly the lot of wings! I'm waiting for sex. Oh yeah. Shit, look out, man. There's a banana.
Come on, is
this a... Yeah, it's a fucking Doris. Move your butt, bitch!
Let's
have a car banana. Get over this lane now. Fuck is it bollocks? I'm going in the second lane.
Hooray! Lovely.
Who's that shoot his load? Can you tell me? He's brushing up all his cream that he dropped. Look. He dropped all his porridge. That was fucking well crafty. Oh, the indicators are still going.
Oh, you stupid man. Keep going. Hey ho, and off we go with the run, leg, run.
Hey ho, well off we go. La 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 la. 99, mate, please. With a flake. That's the sauce.
Revenge of the giant cucumber mushroom.
Tape on since I left my house. Keep running.
Come on.
Follow this lorry, aren't I? Turn around then.
Are you stalking?
No, he doesn't.
See you tomorrow.
That came a little sweetness. Oh, bye bye.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Oh yeah. Wow.
Hurry up, someone's got to get out of here. It's got to boot it. Is there anything beyond?
Go squash it.
I mean, is there anything your way over there?
Right. Alright, can't mess it.
Slack.
Shut up, kid.
Look at that loud, mate. It's only a fucking 750 light and leg it. Wake up, mate. I should have a slippy fan belt for supper. Suppose you want to go home now?
No, we've been driving out for 6 years and three.
Funny. You think this is a wide berth? There's probably loads of noise in the engine on there. Might be crunching in the gear, ah.
Oh dear. But it sounds like it's firing before you said it.
One-way street, dead-end fucking vertebrae leggets of the moon, the sun, followed by eight. This is how the British speak nowadays, during the 90s. It's a load of bullshit. She just my proper English, bitch. Was that Tom? Oh, you bastard. Crunch that gearbox, grind it well. Wave to him and say farewell.
gearbox crunching well. Do with Rudy on the ground. Man brakes get it down the hill. That's a capital. What did you start for, mate? I said, oh, a capital run out the road in front of me. Which one, the bloke or the dog?
Quick, sneak it between at the park and cross there.
Hurry.
What's your name? I'm gonna have you.
They're not going to let me out, like the bastards.
Fucking hell.
1-0.
7-0.
Oh, I can't find gear.
Good catch.
Hooray! What the fuck did you put that in there?
You don't fucking follow.
I was looking at him like the metro was going. Fuck me.
He wasn't impressed.
Oh, he's turning around.
Hey,
he's coming! Hey!
He's flying up behind.
He ain't. He's pissed off. He won't catch you anyway, I'll be gone. I'm like, yeah! What are you doing? I'm gonna petrol the fucking around drive around the town, you can.
So fucking up to scratch some money off my fucking the old dears, really.
I don't wanna watch your fucking neighbours in a minute.
Oh shut up!
Gay bird, everybody who's a gay bird. You can get some money for petrol, I'll be round the town later on.
Oh, later on, eh? Ron? Ron, later on.
About 11-ish.
11?
Fuck off. You'll see Sam, aren't you, twat?
Alright. Don't know, he's not allowed to see her.
No, she's going to work, I'll pick her up from work.
Hey. Yeah. Oh my god.
Who's that?
Chop some love.
I'm telling you, chop a block.
Save it love, aren't you?
Oh dear. Could have made that from the Lamborghini. Bob! Oh. I wanted to borrow 3 quid off my mum last night. She was going fucking apeshit on me.
Did you?
Yeah, so I'm not going to get any money off of her.
Hey, Rambo!
He ain't got any money.
Never fucking has any cunt. She's fucking in the spotlight, really. Someone hit that lamppost a tree.
Someone stoned it.
Fucking did.
Fucking Ghostbusters, look, hooray!
That's why we went to London, there's my uncle's one, so we're getting sorry.
Fuck. Oh dear. Not worry.
That's how fucking, no, that's how fucking bearded white will look. Look. It's fucking Larry.
Mary had a little lamb. She strapped it to a pylon. 2,000 volts went up its arse and turned its wool to nylon.
Hey.
What, Doris?
Hello?
Oh wow, major apostrophe, dude.
Ah, you got bloody trouble here, mate.
Totally bogus notion, dude.
Slip the clutch, mate, wheel spin.
There's no easy way out.
Ah, don't let him in. Sod him. Ah, you fucking twat.
Fucking fat gibbon. How much petrol are we not going to have in this car in a minute? Fucking turn it. Traffic lights galore in this pissing town. Hey! You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it. Oh, you! Bosh!
Great! Rolled it. Shit, it's a fire.
Oh, see, you're in courts. Just remember that you're shopping at a store that is stocking. Over 20 million sweets a year. There's bonbons and toffees. Oh, I love you!
That's a bloke! You bloke!
Well, there you go, I can't tell the difference now.
Who's this?
Fucking legs 11.
I did the head on it though.
How do you do, Ryan? Still with Matt Meyer. Stays for Ryan. I got the horn!
Fuck off!
Got the horn for you, baby.
Hey, bitch. Splatter him. Splatter him. Take
the
Fiesta. Take
the bass. Well, take the guitar. Fuck off, his squash music goes around there. You watch. If I'd have took him, look. Lazarus.
Hello, sweetheart. Stop. You can't fuck me through it then.
Get ready! Out the door! Turbo, nitrous.
Coffee green. 16 bun. 40 equalizer.
Citroen.
Oh, it's got a weird fucking clock in it. It says 0.01 pound 60.
She's ready to drive.
Fucking hell.
She's a bit sour, isn't she?
I'm telling you now, she'll be running off pretty soon. Chugs. Fucking. Yeah.